News from Marvel, June 1st, 2007. On microphone, Oroasha and Shiraz. In studio, Samuel and Oroasha. Interview by Paramount.
My name is Sundar Mohan. I've been associated with Auroville since 8 years. I first came to Auroville as a student, architecture student for my training, summer training here. I stayed here for the 6 months in Auroville. And after that, I've been associated with Auroville in different ways. Like, I did most of my training programs, my college training programs in Auroville, in solar products and in different areas. And now presently, I've been working in Auroville Bamboo Project, which is about started a year before.
My name is Velu. I was since when I was 8 years old, I was studied in SM Lum School. So I came to Auroville in 1994. And then I was worked at, as a teacher in SM Lum School. Then I came back to see, to work on a bamboo project. So me, Sundar Mohan is the bamboo, he knows about bamboo very well. So when he is doing one workshop, I attend his workshop. So I went to him and we both talk about this project. He want to do this project in Auroville. So he needs some people to help to get the place and to do this project in Auroville. So I am Aurovillian, so we discuss about the project. And I talked to him, I told him to, I will talk to forest group and I get the land and we do both of this project. So we was discussing about that. So we started this project. It is not personal project. This is our project. Actually, in this bamboo project, is working as a director.
After my architecture, I went for my master's in industrial design, where basically I was undergoing a 2 years course in designing. So we developed many products out of different materials. We have chance to work in different materials. So one of my faculty is working in bamboo since 14 years. So I had opportunity to work under him as a designer to develop and to use bamboo as a material to come up with some new products and new design ideas. So I was working with him for 2 years. After that, I thought I've been doing a lot of training program all over India. And I've been teaching people and training people in using bamboo as a material for making new products for earning for the bread and butter. So at that time I thought this is the time I should go back to Auroville and to impart my knowledge there. And after that, with Velu, he was working in Mata Mandir and he was interested in bamboo. At the time he was out from, he was not working at Mata Mandir, he was out from the Mata Mandir. And I told him, like, because this is a material which can give employment to all level of people, even people from the village to, even they don't have education or any skill or anything. People can still, they can use the material and they can earn their bread and butter. So I thought Velu can take up this bamboo project, where he can be a model for all the people, all the Tamil people here in Auroville. Because I've seen many people who are working here, they're coming from the village, and they have a different level of understanding about things over here, because they're working, doing service to Auroville. But as an individual growth, it's very limited, like people, they have to grow in different way. So I thought this bamboo can be a material for Velu, where he can grow in life, he can be a model for other people to show that even taking a material and to work with that, one can success in different ways. So he was very much interested in taking these ideas and to go further to approach Auroville for this idea, to get a place for this project, to implement that, to see how things can grow in that. So he contacted Forest Group and Auroville administration, and they got 4 acres of land for this. There are different classification of the level of products which we normally give to the people. If an unskilled person comes, he want to learn, he want to get into bamboo, he want to do something in bamboo. So we give a bamboo. Like when we take a bamboo, it can be taken into parts. It can be a solid bamboo, it can be cut into half, it can cut into very fine strips, it can be made into very fine fibers. So product can be made out of all these components of bamboo. If with the leaf you can make, with the crushed pulp, bamboo pulp, you can make papers. You can make basketry, you can make house lifestyle products, you can make accessories, you can make structures, you can make fabric out of bamboo, you can make paper pulp, papers, you can do furnitures. Everything can be made out of that. The traditionally what we have in India is a basketry. So we can do a lot of basketry out of bamboo, which is a major strength.
What is the ideas you got to sustain yourself?
One thing is that we've been promoting bamboo to grow around this region. One is by producing bamboo saplings. By even a farmer can sustain himself by selling bamboo saplings. The next one is that giving training program for the people. By giving training program to teach people to produce things using raw material, use a bamboo as a raw material. Because we find there's a need for bamboo products in Auroville itself. Since Auroville is having a very good outsiders, tourists who come here, they are a bit conscious about things. So there's a very good potential for this product. And apart from that, we've been training some youth around Auroville who was associated with our center. They are also interested to take up as an entrepreneur. They want to be an entrepreneur using bamboo as a material to explore, take it into business, to earn money.
What are the steps you've taken to make the people aware?
In Sadhana Forest, they had a forest festival. So we had half a day program in traditional basketry and musical instrument, or using bamboo as a material to make sounds. And second workshop for the Mira Women's Group, in traditional basketry, bamboo basketry. And the third one was in American Pavilion for architect students. And the cultivation workshop at our center itself. And these are the workshops which we inform Auroville community what we are doing, what is the importance of bamboo. And also one interesting thing, there was a bamboo flowering happened in Kottakarai village. That was just flowering, and we identify at that time we used to roam around Auroville places.
And how do you going to impress the bioregion farmers to cultivate bamboo than whatever crops they are doing?
To start with this, we have planted bamboo in our center. When the bamboo was growing for first 2 years, he has cultivated other additional crops beside bamboo, like banana, brinjal, flowers, tomato, chili, lady's fingers, other daily vegetables which are used daily. So by that, the vegetables will be 3 months, 6 months, 1 year duration. So the farmer get maintenance from that bamboo, from the land where he has planted bamboo. So this was a very good idea for farmers to go for bamboo. It's not that when you plant bamboo, it's not only bamboo. You can use the land for some other purpose. By the bamboo grows, they can also earn some money out of that. So this was a kind of an experiment we did in that place. I think like in the future, like if we have a bamboo plantation in our greenbelt area, so it will be a very good future for our bioregion, because bamboo can absorb a lot of carbon dioxide and give a lot of oxygen. So that region will be more fresh, and it can be like a green, as Mother said, like it's a green belt. So it will be really like a green belt with bamboo, lot of bamboo grown.
From the working committee, regarding the request to stay off the roads from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., there have been a number of postings in the City Express objecting to the message of the working committee requested by the Auroville Foundation, asking the residents not to be on the roads between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Some people felt, partly in jest, that this was akin to a Stalinist era where an anonymous Politburo was imposing measures from a dreary town hall. Others compared it to a banana republic. A few tried to understand the reasons behind, which the working committee indeed had not mentioned.
Two incidents happened in the months of April. A young boy was aggressed at about 1:30 a.m. when he was traveling alone on the Oroville roads. He was badly beaten up, and we have been told barely escaped with his life. Another incident involved the police, which around midnight some weeks ago caught a young non-Orovillian boy in possession of a forbidden substance in the company of two Orovillian youngsters.
Suffice to say that so-called undesirable elements from Pondicherry and elsewhere sometimes roam the roads of Oroville at night. The night guard, which has only recently been reinstalled by the security task force, does what it can, but of course cannot guarantee full safety. Oroville is simply too vast.
The Oroville Foundation, in order to enhance security in Oroville, has set up two checkposts, one at the Certitude Corner and one at the Visitors Center. The checkposts will be manned 24 hours. The idea is that they will help prevent undesirable individuals from entering Oroville. Two more checkposts, one in Kotakarai and another nearby utility, may be considered in the future if deemed necessary.
The checkpost at Certitude Corner is not yet operational, but hopefully it will be soon. Those who need to pass the checkpost after 11 p.m. may be asked to identify themselves if they are not known. The working committee will endeavor to ensure that those manning the checkposts are well trained, but this may be an irritant. There is no intention to keep records of who is moving around at night and passes a checkpost. A close collaboration between Ramesh, who is responsible for the checkpost service, and the security task force, which is responsible for the guards, is still to be worked out.
It's perhaps unnecessary to say that the words curfew, Stalinist era, and banana republic are misplaced. There is no curfew, only an advice, and those who do not want to heed it simply do so at their own risk. And there is certainly no anonymous Politburo. After all, everyone in Oroville knows who the new working committee members are and where they can be yelled at. As New Creation Bilingual School for Village Children develops and grows, it needs more dedicated and qualified people. At present, the school is looking for an administrative assistant to help Shankar, the principal, with the day-to-day running of the school. The job includes fundraising, coordination of volunteers, setting up systems for maintaining student records, and supervising secretarial staff. Two full-time teaching assistants for the younger children. Previous teaching experience is not a must, so long as there is a willingness and capacity to learn. A person who is able to teach sports. All persons except sports teachers should be fluent in written and spoken English. Maintenance is available if needed. If any of these interests you, please call 2622-358 and leave a message, or email ncbssg@oroville.org.in.
The Oroville Theatre Group has an email address, finally, which is atg@oroville.org.in. Please add this to your address book. Their next project is an adaptation of Hamlet for January 2008. The Mira Women's Group has a program for June. Savitri, a video shown in Tamil from the story in the Mahabharata, directed by Y.V. Rao and starring M.S. Subbulakshmi, on the 9th of June 2007 at 4 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. And there will also be an asana demonstration with music on June 30th at 5 p.m. at Mira Jyoti's house in Invocation.
The news is an echo of the activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. On microphone, Oroasha and Shiraz.
Thank you for listening.